Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ, with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching that you can trust.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Ignacio and Nuvia Hughes.
We want to pay tribute to Apostle Frederick Casey Price, that to us, he was dad.
He was our dad.
He was dad. He was our mentor, spiritual father. We had the privilege to spend a lot of time with him.
Yes, we did.
Learn from him, with Mom Betty as well.
Yes.
She's still with us.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord because Dad Fred is with Jesus.
Yes, he is.
We're going to miss him big time, but he's with Jesus.
One of the most encouraging words that I've heard from Mom Betty a couple of days ago, she said, I spoke to her after Dad's moving to heaven, and she said, he is with the most important person, and that is so true.
That is so
encouraging, and then she just imparts that peace onto everybody. I think everybody's drawing that strength from Mom. She's just an amazing woman of God.
Amen. She is. She's so precious.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Amen. Romans chapter 13, verse 7 says, render therefore to all their dues tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we want to honor his legacy, his memory. I remember these words impacted me some years ago. You can speak life to your life or death to your life.
That's right.
Another statement that he told me personally, he told me, the people you hang around with are going to affect your faith for good or for bad.
That's correct.
So you got to pay attention to what you're hearing. So those are precious memories, precious times that we had with him. You know, do you remember we met him the first time back in 2005?
That's right.
Yeah, at Azusa Ministries in Phoenix with Pastor Alfred Craig. And then we I need to
so this
remember,
was when we first met him.
Yeah, that's
physically.
When we yeah.
But you had been following him, or we had been following him way longer than that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now I remember. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that was back in 2001. Through our late pastor, Arnoldo Gutierrez. He gave me this cassette tape series by a guy named Frederick Casey Price, How Faith Works. He gave me a book from Kenneth Copeland, The Force of Faith, The Force of Faith, I mean. But I remember hearing this black preacher. You know what? The other thing that got my attention was the way he delivers the word of God. You know, very clear, very accurate.
Yes.
He wasn't the classic, you know, preacher, you know, yelling and spitting and you know, just teaching, you know, the word of God, you know.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because when he taught how faith works, I mean, it was like a new dimension in the word of God for us. That was back in 2001.
Right.
We were dating. We were not even married. And I was learning in Spanish through Pastor Arnoldo Gutierrez, the principles of faith, and in English now by Dad Fred and Dad Kenneth and Papa Hagen. And it was amazing, you know. So we're growing up spiritually.
That's right.
And that was back 2001. Then we were watching his Ever Increasing Faith television program every Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we got married by 2003. And then by 2004, we moved from Mesa, Arizona, to Douglas. And then before coming to church, we were watching Every Sunday.
As we were getting ready, there goes Dad. He's always on TV every Sunday morning as my husband and I would be getting ready to come to church. And I remember this particular day. He goes to me. We crossed each other as we were getting dressed. And he says, "One day, I will meet this guy.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm going to meet him." And I thought to myself, I didn't speak it. I just thought to myself, yeah, right. Because, you know, we would think about him as he's in Los Angeles. He's got this humongous church. His ministry is just enormous. Mm-hmm. And here we are in this little part of this small town, border town with Mexico.
The last frontier.
The last frontier, that's what he calls it.
Literally.
We thought it was, at least I thought it was, you know, I guess
impossible
at that moment in time. Obviously, we grew in faith and everything just started from there. But it did start with those words, those faith-filled words that my husband spoke. And he said, "One day I will meet him personally."
Yeah.
And
that was back in 2004. And then in 2005, mm-hmm. we learned that he was going to be at that church.
Yes.
It was a Fick Wifem conference or
yeah.
something like that. We didn't know about Fick Wifem at that time. And then we traveled over there. We had Anthony. You were mm-hmm. pregnant with Summer, mm-hmm. our second kid. And then I remember that we went to the church, but we were there like an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the service started at 7,
mm-hmm.
and then we were like at 6 or something like that, very early. And then I remember the ushers, there were a couple of ladies, they asked us, "Are you pastors, ministry?" We said, "Yes, we are."
Mm-hmm.
So they put us on the second row,
mm-hmm.
But all those second rows were assigned mm-hmm. for Fick Wifem ministers.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know about Fick Wifem,
mm-hmm.
and I assumed that they thought that we were Fick Wifem pastors or ministers
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we weren't. And so it was their mistake.
Yeah. Their heavenly mistake.
Yeah, that was a good mistake because after he came and mm-hmm. then he taught the Word of God. And I remember it was Dad Fred, Mom Betty, Cheryl,
yeah.
and Quincy.
Quincy.
Yeah. And then we sat down and he taught about faith. And
mm-hmm.
and then after the teaching, Pastor Craig said, all the second row ministry that are seated on the second row, you can follow that man. He was an usher, and to like a ballroom or something mm-hmm. like that, and it was full of tables and
dinner tables.
Yeah, yeah. And then we went to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But by that time, we didn't know that
we still didn't know that that was just all part of the Fick Wifem conference.
Yeah,
or just the members of Fick Wifem.
And so we followed the people.
Yeah,
and we sat down, you know. And then I remember that everybody, then I started looking around, you know, and everybody was wearing the pin of Fick Wifem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I asked you, "Well, what is that thing, that pin?" And you said, "Well, I don't know, but everybody, we're wearing
except
it."
Us.
You know? Except us. And I remember these ladies, I don't remember the name later, but a lot of, some of them were pastors and ministers with their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady was talking to me because you were to my left side,
uh-huh.
and this lady was to my right, and she was asking about us and where we were from and
mm-hmm.
all the questions. And then she said, "Oh, you're not wearing your Fick Wifem pin." And I said, "Your what? Fick Wifem pin? And what's that? Aren't you members of Fick Wifem?" And she said, "Oh, oops. It's supposed that you don't have to be here then." And then she explained to us and said, "Oh, we didn't know that, you know."
We genuinely did not know.
Yeah, so we were about to step outside, say, "Okay, I'm sorry." And then she said, "Oh, you don't have to go. Mm-hmm. Stay here." Well,
mm-hmm.
so suddenly, it was a table to our right.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, Dad, Fred, Mom, Betty, Cheryl, and Quincy and the mm-hmm. pastor Craig and I don't remember his wife, I guess, and some people came and they were like some feet away from us.
Yeah.
And I said, "Look, Dr. Price is there. I'm gonna go see if I can say hi." And then when I walked toward mm-hmm. toward him, then Quincy
stood up.
Yeah, stood up. And he said, "What do you want, young man?"
Yeah, how serious.
Man, praise God. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry.
We love him. He's a lovely person.
Yeah,
he really is. He was just doing his job."
Yeah, he was just doing yeah. He said, "May I have some word with Dr. Price?" And mm-hmm. then he said, "Let me see." He went and asked him. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Yeah." Then Dr. Price came toward me. He said, "Hi, how are you doing?" I said, "Hi, my name is Ignacio Hughes, blah, blah, blah." So, okay, that's good. And they said, "Dr. Price, may I have a picture with you?" He said, "Yes, after we eat dinner."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you said, "Yeah, right, yeah." You said, "One day I'm going to meet this man," you said, "Yeah, right." Mm-hmm. Then when he told me that, I said, well, in my mind, you know, I was thinking, who am I here with all those big shots in mm-hmm. this room, and I didn't tell him that
mm-hmm.
I was
thinking it yourself,
you know, and then I said, "Are you sure, sir?" Oh man, he whooped me the first time.
He scolded you.
Yeah, he said, "Young man, you don't ever say that to me. I'm a man of my word. If I tell you I'm going to have a picture with you, I'm going to have a picture with you. Do you understand?" You say, "Yeah." I said, "Yes, sir." Okay, so I'm going to let you know. I'm going to sit down and eat my dinner. That was the first time I said, "Oh, yeah."
Thank
and then
God.
I came to the table and said, "What did he say?" "Yeah, well, I'm going to have a picture
yeah.
with him." And then after that, so some people have asked me how this relationship started.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after that, we took the picture, and then we said, "Okay, thank you, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah." So he turned around, he was mm-hmm. about to step away, and then he just stopped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Definitely. Yeah, he turned around again towards me,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "Do you know what? This is Nina's phone number. She's my assistant, Nina Tunsi, and when you go to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. you let her know, and I can see you there."
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Some years later, because mm-hmm. that was about, the, I think the next time that we went to Los Angeles was
2011. So but within that frame of time, we continue to see him every year, because he come annually to the Phoenix area.
To the Phoenix area, to
Chandler, Phoenix, Mesa.
And
so we see him
every year.
And so indeed we did. We called Nina and we arranged a visit to Crenshaw Christian Center.
We have
a picture.
Yeah.
From the very first time that we were in their office, and it was just amazing because they gave us a tour of the whole Ever-Increasing Faith Ministries grounds.
So
we
that,
went into the
that
faith
was back in 2011.
That was in 2011.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But we had met him.
We had met him years before.
Yeah,
it was 2005. That was in 2005. Yeah. So it did take us a while to get up there. I guess that's where our faith grew, and then we ended up over there, and it was just awesome. And it all began from there, or continued, I should say. It's just been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. And ever since, you know, we've been in contact with them, and they reached out to us, and we reach out to them. It's just been a blessing.
He was an awesome guy.
Yes, he was.
He was an awesome man.
Mm-hmm.
He was very, very, I forget the word, meticulous,
down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Down to earth. Yeah.
But at the same time, he was very, he loved the word of God, and
oh, yeah.
he loved God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a man of honor,
yes, of integrity.
Integrity,
yes, he was.
And character.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
he was a one-faced man.
Yeah, he didn't like to lie.
No.
He will never tell you a lie. I mean, he was going to tell you the truth all the
That's
time.
That's right.
He, you know, the Price family, then we met Angie and Cheryl and Stephanie and Pastor Fred. I mean, they're awesome.
Yes, they are.
I mean, when we meet together, we feel... Mm-hmm.
At home.
At home.
They really do really. Make us feel at home.
Yeah. So, I mean, they love God and...
Yes.
It is amazing. You know, we have this human side, you know, our mm-hmm. minds, emotions, you know, that... Mm-hmm. That He's not presently here on earth, that we are going to miss Him.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we're... you know, the emotions,
our emotions,
you know. But let me tell you something, you know. He fought the good fight of faith.
Yes.
You know, He was the godfather of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's... You know, when you were with Him, mm-hmm. you know, face to face, you could ask Him anything about the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And he would share His knowledge on the Word of God, His wisdom on the Word of God. And I remember, you know, he told me some things like, why do we have to change the message?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to change what has worked for us all these years? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are talking about some people changing messages, you know, from mm-hmm. faith to different messages. And I was thinking, you know, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. No, that is right. How to change the messages. I loved when I asked him about how he met Papa Hagen, how he met John Austin,
mm-hmm.
T.L. Osborne. And mm-hmm. you know, it was like, when he was talking to you, it's like being in there, you know.
Yeah. As he relived the memories and everything he had to share.
Yeah.
He was just awesome.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. He was a man of God. He loved God. He loved the people.
Yes, he did.
You know, he was so down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time he took us to eat to...
I think it's Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To a restaurant. So when he told us, I was after a service at the Faith Dome, and he said, I'm going to take you guys to eat something. So you follow me. So we followed him mm-hmm. to Redondo Beach. You know, to us, you know, here in Douglas, we are country boys here. And, you know, to be in that big city and all those mm-hmm. big nice cars and everything. It was big to us. And I told him, oh, thank you, Dad. Thank you for taking the time. That was the first time I told him, thank you for spending the afternoon, the time with mm-hmm. us. That was at the end of the service at the Faith Dome. And then when we arrived to that restaurant, I told him again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Dad, thank you for taking the time. I said, oh, come on, it's okay. And I told him, okay, do you remember the first time that Papa Hagen took you to eat with him? And I said, yeah, well, I feel the same. I feel mm-hmm. the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, okay, I understand now.
Yeah.
I understand now.
It was a big deal for
us.
Yeah,
it was a big deal. And every time that we were with him, mm-hmm. you know.
That's correct.
Because we believe in gratitude,
mm-hmm.
being thankful to the Lord.
That's right.
Because it has been the favor of mm-hmm. God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is to me you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Just,
it is amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna miss him.
We will
big time.
Greatly,
but praise God, praise the Lord.
And, you know...
Do you have some images, some
we
pictures?
We do have some pictures, and I just... Because our children, we have four children, and, you know, we started telling them. But the very first time we were there in 2011, our kids did not come with us. They stayed at my mom's. And it was just... In fact, it was a surprise for him. He did not know we were going to meet him in his office at the grounds. And so we arrived, and we let them know that we had four children, and that they all call them Grandma and Grandpa, because that's the way we taught them. You know, we've been taught.
So that was back in 2011.
back in 2011. Yes,
so we have met him back in 2005.
Back in 2005. Yeah. By that time, you know, by 2011, we had all of our kids. It is a lot of information. And we have so many images that we just had to, you know, pick and choose here and there so we could just share with you and just get across what's in our heart, because we just love this family and they've been a blessing to us. And we're just so blessed from God to be able to share this with you. And so, but the very first time our children saw both of them was back in 2012. And it was at the
Pastors Tom and Maureen Anderson's church in Mesa.
In Mesa, that's right. And they allowed us, Mom and Dad, Mom Fred and or Mom Betty and Dad Fred, they knew that we were going to be coming to the meeting. And they asked if we could, see them, and they graciously accepted. And so we were allowed to come to the meeting room or the greeting room. And as soon as the door opens, Anthony sees him and he yells and runs to him and he's like, "Grandpa!" And just runs to him and hugs him. And this is the very first time, this picture you guys are watching is the very first time that Anthony got to see Grandma and Grandpa, and all of our kids were just...
Did you see the envelope? It was an offering that Anthony had for him.
He had an envelope, and it was a special offering Anthony had for Grandpa, and he was blessed to give it to him. It was just awesome, I mean, for our kids to be able to see them. They had seen them on TV. They had heard the word through them. And that was the very first time they actually saw them live. So that was a big event, especially for Anthony, because he's the oldest. And he kind of understood a little more, from his, other than his sisters. And so that was just awesome. Anthony was 8 years old back then when he first met him. Our relationship continued. And I remember in the Christmas of... that same year of 2012, I wanted again to surprise my husband, and I wanted to do something special for him. And so I was so bold to call Mom Betty, and I said, "Mom, I was wondering if I could ask a big, great favor from you. I want to surprise Ignacio and do something very special for him. And I know that he'd be thrilled if he were to have something that belongs to Dad that he can keep with him and cherish."
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
And I said, "Do you think Dad would be willing to just give him one of his suits?" Because my husband has always admired the way Dad, I mean, I think everybody does, just admire that cleanliness, that sharpness in him, that elegancy that he usually, you know, he always just stood by. And it was just, I think it was part of him. And I said, "I know he'd be thrilled if he were to have a suit that belonged to Dad. Not a new one. I'd like to have one that is used, so that it can have, you know, like a point of contact. It's going to have his essence." They were just thrilled to do that for us. And they did. And they sent us that gift through the mail. And it was a surprise for my husband.
I remember.
It was awesome. Man, it was awesome. And so... I believe we have a picture, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was back in December of 2012. And then on the very first time, because after we had met them, we had not been at any services, live service at the Faith Dome. And so before I talk about this picture, if we can just go back to our image here. Ignacio was bold enough to say, "One day I'll be sitting at the Faith Dome and I'm going to watch Fred Price teach live. I'm going to sitting there and I'm going to see him teach." And I said, "Goodness gracious." Well, we had already, you know, seen the manifestation of meeting him in person. And then we went to his office and we had met with him. And then now his next step of faith was, "I'm going to be sitting at the Faith Dome and I'm going to watch Dad speaking at the Faith Dome," because we were always watching. Like,
and I was wearing the suit that they gave
well,
me.
Well, and then that there's that picture. Me, yeah. So he was wearing the suit that Mom and Dad had previously sent him for Christmas. And this was, you know, this was groundbreaking for us. It was just awesome. It was a landmark in our lives, especially my husband's. And so, you know, it's just awesome. That's the type of person he was. Sometimes we could see him, you know, he was just so bold and he'd say the truth and he had no, absolutely, he wouldn't beat around the bush on anything. He wouldn't sugarcoat anything. He'd just tell you what it was because that's what we need to hear. But then when you were with him, you could see that loving kindness in his heart and the way he, like you were talking about, he just loved people. He did love them. And that's why he wanted to, teach people. He wanted people to learn the truth so they should not be living bound by the devil. And so that's why he was just so bold about it. And sometimes he might have come across as being harsh, but no, he was just such a loving person.
And I remember another thing back in 2011 when we were at the office. Mm-hmm. You remember that I was with Dad, and Mom's office was behind Dad's office. Mm-hmm. So Mom asked, "Do you want to see my office?" So you went with Mom to see her office. Mm-hmm. So that was his desk. He told me, Ignacio, I want to ask you something. Yes, sir, go ahead. But I don't want you to get offended. Come on, sir, you can ask me anything. He asked me like a lot of people have asked me, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, why is your last name Hughes?
Yeah.
All the time that I see you, because he had seen me here in Phoenix, in the Phoenix area, I wanted to ask you that question. He said, it's easy. So I said, because I was born in Mexico, but I have my Irish, Spaniard, and Native American from Mexico background. And when I told him, he said, Ignacio, you're a mongrel.
You're a mongrel.
He said, "Yes, yes, sir, I am." So that was a funny moment.
Yeah.
But well, praise the Lord. Praise
little
the
things Lord. That stay in our hearts, you know, as memories, and we just cherish them because they're just a blessing to us. So, come 2014, we were honored to have been invited to Mom's 80th birthday celebration. And so we drove up to Los Angeles, and Mom was just such a loving person. And they actually had Nina's daughter babysit our kids at the hotel for us to be able to attend the celebration because there was no children allowed. Mm-hmm. And they even took the...
It was Beverly Hills.
Beverly
in
Hills,
nice hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
Yeah, and we have a
picture
of that. We
have never been in those places.
No. We were blessed to be able to join them and celebrate Mom's 80th birthday. That was just amazing.
That's amazing.
So,
they paid for the babysitter. They paid for the hotel, and they sent Richard and Nina
to drive us
to drive
up
us,
to the event.
You know, it was a big honor. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the Lord was showing us His favor through them.
Yes,
I mean,
He was.
Amazing.
Yes, he was.
But they had and they still have the heart, you know, to be obedient to the Lord.
That's right.
You know, praise the Lord.
And then that same year, 2014, they came down to Douglas to a Hispanic church.
Oh, yes.
And they that shared the word.
And I remember he said, Ignacio, I'm going to go to Douglas. I'm going to do it for you because I don't like to speak with an interpreter because I don't know what they're saying.
Exactly.
They're saying what I'm saying, you know. And I tell them about Brother Ramon Pedrego, that he was a disciple of the Word of Faith, and so he accepted to come.
Yeah.
So do we have a video or pictures?
We have both. We have a few images as when he first arrived, and then he was just so gracious, and they went to our house.
We live in a farm,
we have a small farm
in the country, you know, and dirt and bushes, and you know, it is not like in California.
No pavement.
This is
the dirt, you know, raw dirt, and they went to see the pigs and the chickens and all the farm animals we had.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed themselves. They took pictures.
Dad and Quincy and Richard and Nina.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And then they came into our home.
Yeah, inside the house.
Yeah.
And they spent time over there.
Uh-huh.
It was, to me, was a big, big honor from the Lord, a big favor.
That's correct.
From the Lord, you know, that they wanted to spend some time in our house, you know.
Just
came to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Just... share some time with us.
You know, that was, he was so down to earth.
Very
that was Fred Price.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah. And then we have a short video we want to share with you. Again, this is just in honor of him.
May of 2014.
May of 2014, he was here, he shared the word, and enjoyed it too.
So we facing trials and tests. Satanás solo trae estas tribulaciones, tentaciones y pruebas. To separate you from your faith. Para separarte de tu fe. Because it's your faith that overcomes the world. Porque sin fe no puedes vencer al mundo. Which means overcoming him. ¿Qué quiere decir vencerlo a él? So if he can separate you from your faith. Así que si puede separarte de tu fe. Then he defeats you. Él te puede vencer. So I can't count it joy. So no puedo contarlo como gozo. Unless I know this. A menos que sepa esto. That the proving of your faith. Que la prueba de mi fe. Now you know that the temptation, trials, and tests. Ahora sabes que las pruebas, tentaciones y tribulaciones. Couldn't come from God. No vienen de Dios. Because God already has the answer to the test. Porque Dios ya tiene la respuesta a esa prueba. Do we have any? Do you have any school teachers here? Tenemos algunos maestros de escuela aquí. Middle school or high school or
de escuela,
college.
De colegio, de secundaria.
Okay. What? Find out. What is he? What grade do you teach?
¿Dónde? ¿Qué enseñas?
High school. How long have you been teaching?
Un año. ¿Qué tanto he estado enseñando? Dice que un año en high school.
Somebody has been teaching longer than a year.
Alguien que ha enseñado más que un año.
Huh? You?
Aquí esta persona.
Okay, what do you teach? What did you teach?
Dice que se acaba de retirar de la Universidad de Arizona.
Every grade. Okay, question.
Pregunta.
Pick up on this.
Miren, traten de entender esto.
In all the years that you taught,
en todos los años que tú
did you ever give your students a test?
Les diste a tus estudiantes una prueba, les hiciste una prueba.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Exactly, because you don't know what they've absorbed by your teaching.
Le hizo la prueba porque necesitaba saber.
So the test reveals that, right? Okay, why would God test us when he already has the answer to the test?
¿Por qué Dios entonces nos iba a probar si ya sabe la respuesta de la
prueba?
We
don't know.
No sabemos.
We don't know what the students learned.
No sabemos
God
lo
does.
Que los estudiantes aprendieron, pero
Dios time or his time testing us about something that he already knows.
So él no va a tomar el tiempo para probar de algo que ya sabe.
But Satan is not God.
Pero Satanás no es Dios.
So he does not know what you're going to do.
Y no sabe qué es lo que tú vas a hacer.
So he brings
prueba.
The temptations, the trials, and the tests to try to separate you from your faith because
y te pone pruebas y tribulaciones y tentaciones para separarte de la fe, porque
if he can do that, he's taken all away your weapon.
Porque si entonces si puede hacer eso, te va a quitar el arma con la que tú puedes vencer.
Okay.
Amen.
That was Dad. That was
that
Dad
was him.
Yep.
See. Yep. Amen. So, that was back May of 2014.
And like I said, we had a great time. And we also have some images that we'd like to show you of his being here in Douglas.
Am I on? Yes.
Okay. So this is him just being Fred Price and enjoying himself. Mm-hmm. And
that's mm-hmm. You can see mom, and he is next to our late pastor. Yeah,
right.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. You know, the sanctuary has changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, but oh, mom. I remember mom as well. You know, she wanted to say to share something.
Yes.
And you said to her, Mom, you need to wait for me so I can translate. And she forgot. She was just speaking.
Her heart out, literally. She was just speaking her heart out. And yeah. She said, okay, Mom, you need to wait for me so that I can translate right after you. That's just, you know, it's just lovely to see them and remember all these events in our life. So.
And I remember another thing, you know, those, you know, about the words. Mom said something. We were at Los Angeles, at the Palos Verdes home, and mm-hmm. their home.
Their residence.
Yeah, their residence. Mm-hmm. And then I said, Mom said something about, thank you for keeping up with my
old
creepy self.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I said, Mom, don't say that. I mean, you're
don't
beautiful.
Call yourself
don't
old.
Call yourself
don't
old.
Call
don't
yourself
call yourself
creepy.
And I said, Dad, do you hear that? And he said, that's her confession, not mine.
Not mine.
That's her confession, not mine. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. So,
oh, yeah.
Do we have something else?
We have just a few more images because, you know, we were so eager because every time we went up to their residence, we just enjoyed all the wisdom that they both would impart into our lives. And Mom and their children used to tease Dad saying, oh, Dad, we're going to have Ignacio come sooner because, or more often because he's the one that makes you talk. Because he was usually kept quiet, you know, unless he was asked something, that's when he'd speak. And so Mom would say, you have to come more often so you can make Dad speak. And so this was back in 2019. And we have several pictures of that we were sharing.
That was the last time, actually. No, that was back in 2016.
Right, yeah. That was before.
Yeah, that was before.
Right, so this was our very last
visit that was
to,
the last,
to their residence. And we had just had lunch. We were getting ready to say goodbye for that particular day. And, you know...
I remember the last time that we were talking about, because you can see Angie, and... somebody was taking the pictures. Mm-hmm. I guess Michael Evans.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, and but we were talking about like doing a video, mm-hmm. like an interview.
Right.
And I was
with you and him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was to ask him how he met Papa Hagin back mm-hmm. in 1970, how he started out teaching the Word of Faith.
Yeah.
And well, then this COVID nasty mm-hmm. thing came.
We had planned on going back in
2020. In 2020, yeah, but
and,
we couldn't travel.
And to do this special recording where, you know, Ignacio would be asking him questions in regards uh-huh. to his legacy, you know, the way he had come to the Word of Faith and what he had learned from Kenneth Hagin. Because you did ask him, you know, who did you, what is it that you asked him? Who did you receive the most from of the Word or something like that?
Yeah, I don't think it was in this, mm-hmm. this the last time. But it was some of the mm-hmm. other times that we went. I asked him mm-hmm. that who was the man that impacted your life more? That the man that God used the most to impact your life. He said definitely Kenneth Hagin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mom said that they were sending offerings to Rhema and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, to honor the memory of Brother Hagin. And another thing that I have to share about that at the first time that we went to his house, that was back 2012 or something like that. Mm-hmm. He showed us the house, the entire house, and he told me, you need to see this room. I know you're going to like it. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. We went inside and we saw this room, nice room, with the picture of Kenneth E. Hagin and Aretha Hagin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is the room where Kenneth E. Hagin used to stay here when he came to the Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are precious memories.
Yes, they are.
Praise the Lord.
They are. So, you know, this is us. We've loved them so much. And
Amen.
The whole family, they've just been a blessing to us. We call each other sister, brother, mom, dad. And they just love us. They're just loving people, welcoming people.
I call Angie big sister.
We call Angie big sister because she is their big sister. So, you know, we have to give honor to whom honor is due,
Amen.
Truly, because these are the type of people that impart the most into one's life. In this particular case, you know, God used Fred Price, like Ignacio was saying, we still have Mom, Betty. But, you know, we're honoring the legacy, the memory. It's a tribute we're paying to a man of God, a man who truly loved God and lived for God. And just like Mom said, now he is with the most important person. And he is being rewarded for everything he did. And just enjoying himself up there. Mingling with all those great men of God, men and women mm-hmm. of God who right. were a blessing to him. And now we're honoring him here on earth. because yeah. he just impacted so many lives.
We received this message, this text message from Dad Kenneth Copeland, and then Pastor Price mentioned it as well. You know that he's rejoicing with Papa mm-hmm. Hagen,
yeah.
John Austin,
yes.
F. Bosworth. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to miss you, Dad.
Yes, we will.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for...
Thank you for allowing us to share this with you.
Amen.
I know it'll be a blessing to you. Just maybe just like us, you have memories from him. Take a few minutes to just praise God and thank God for the opportunity to have met Fred Price. Even if you maybe didn't meet him personally, but just the time that you took watching those TV programs, those broadcasts, and we can still be blessed by them, you know, nowadays with all these platforms we have available, YouTube. Go ahead, purchase this material, and then, you know, you can continue to bless the ministry that now Pastor Price has taken over. So just continue to praise God and serve God, and don't grow weary in doing good, because in due season you will reap.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, to Mom Betty and to the whole Price family, the ever-increasing faith ministries family as well, the Crenshaw Christian Center in Los Angeles, we love you.
We love you.
We send our love, and we speak the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ over your life. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.